Jim, what a season after last year's disappointment to start with.
Yeah, I mean, what a difference a year makes. You know, we were completely gutted end of last season. I can remember a good couple of months afterwards, after the season had finished, I'd find myself sort of drifting away with the disappointment of not quite getting there. But hopefully next couple of months after this season ends, I'll be able to do the same and actually have a big smile on my face. So, yeah, I'm really proud of all the lads. What a great effort it's been since that last game last year.
You've achieved the big prize, the championship, but there is a chance to do the double with the CB40. Is there any danger that you know, having won the championship will take your focus off that?
Well, I mean, if no one's up for this game going down to Lords, I'll be very surprised. You know, we're used to in county cricket going from one form to the other, playing the red ball stuff and then going into the white ball stuff. And, you know, our focus in each competition this year has been exceptional, and that's what's got us as far as it has in both those comps. So, you know, this week we go up to Trent Bridge for a four-day game and we finish the season, and we're going to finish that strong. Everyone wants to play. It's not a case of us looking to rest guys. Everyone wants to be a part of that last game and take that momentum down to Lords, where everyone's really geared up to hopefully finish the season on a real high.
Is, for you and Ash, is there going to be a few selection dilemmas, you know, because you might have to disappoint one or two who may have helped you along the way?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a high-class problem that we've got. We know we've got Ian Bell coming back. We know we've got Jeetan Patel coming back. And there's going to have to be some tough decisions, because guys have played a role in that squad effort. You know, the likes of Steph Pilot, who missed out on the semi-final, but he pretty much played all the group games. And I remember it happening in 2010. Varun Chopra got a fantastic 80 in the semi-final, but then obviously Trott and Bell came back in for the final and he missed out. But I think the guys accept that what squad effort it is, and you know, they want the best for Warwickshire. And when you get your best players back, your England players, your international players, they're going to be playing. And it's just figuring out how we shuffle the side and make sure it's as strong as possible.
What do you expect from Hampshire?
Well, they're a good side. They've won a 2020 trophy. They're a very good one-day outfit. I remember playing them in 2005 in a Lords final, and a couple of their guys have survived from that team, so they've got good experience as well. And both teams are going into that cup with silverware already under their belt. So it's going to be a game not only to win that trophy, but to win a double will be fantastic for whichever team achieves that. So we'll be going in and hopefully come out with a great performance.
Still a buzz at Lords?
Absolutely. It's the place to play. Everything about it is fantastic. I'm glad it's a day game rather than a day-nighter. Just walking from the hotel through the Grace Gates, past all the members waiting and queuing in to go in. There's just that aura about the place, and hopefully it'll be a really big crowd and a good following from both sides and a really good spectacle.
Without wishing to dampen the parade, of course, you've set a bar now at a really high level, haven't you? So, you know, the pressure mounts, because to perform again next year.
Well, yeah, and the guys, straight after that final wicket at Worcester, I mean, up in the change room having a few beers, guys were talking about next year, which is fantastic. We've got a young squad, a young bowling squad, a young batting squad, and there's a hunger there that's sort of bred from 2010, where we really struggled in the championship. We managed to escape the drop and stay up. We learned a lot from that year. We came back so strong in 2011 with that disappointment at the end. But now this, for me and for a lot of those guys in that dressing room, isn't the end. You know, this is something now where we've got to push on and look to get better every year.
In my column in the Mail this week, I've said that Warwickshire can become the Manchester United of cricket. Well, is that too much pressure?
Well, it's always good to be in the same sentence as Manchester United. You know how I'd feel about that. But I know for us that we feel that we can get better, and there is a lot of growth there. And, you know, we played a charity game yesterday at Nolan Dorridge Cricket Club in honour of Neil Aberley, the great coach at Warwickshire.
Wonderful, yeah.
And that was our squad versus Warwickshire Legends 11 with the likes of Alan Donald, Ashley Giles, Dougie Brown, Graham Welsh, Paul Smith, Neil Smith, everyone. So it was great to meet up with those guys, you know, people like Dominic Oster, and shake their hand and say, well done, because, I mean, they're the legends of the club that created this legacy in the 90s. And if we can go anywhere close to bringing in that kind of silverware, we'd be very honoured to be part of a new legacy at Warwickshire.